Britain has agreed to join the Comprehensive and Progressive Agreement for Trans-Pacific Partnership. Now, what is this Comprehensive and Progressive Agreement for Trans-Pacific Partnership? CPTPP is a trade deal between 11 countries around the Pacific Rim, and they are Canada, Mexico, Peru, Chile, New Zealand, Australia, Brunei, Singapore, Malaysia, Vietnam, and Japan. If you see, all these countries share an extension with the Pacific Ocean. That is why it is called a Trans-Pacific Partnership. Then, if you look at this entire term, it is called Comprehensive and Progressive Agreement, meaning it is detailed and forward-looking. That means it is also a free trade agreement. In a free trade agreement, two or more countries aim to reduce or eliminate trade barriers between them, such as taxes and quotas on imported goods. The goal of a free trade agreement is to increase trade and economic cooperation between countries by making it easier and cheaper to do business across borders. So this is what the Comprehensive and Progressive Agreement for Trans-Pacific Partnership is all about. This partnership was signed on 8th March 2018 in Chile and came into force on 30th December 2018. Now, UK is the 12th country that has joined the Comprehensive and Progressive Agreement for Trans-Pacific Partnership. The next question is, why did UK join this partnership? What are the reasons behind it? The reason is plain and simple. It is seen as a post-Brexit move to strengthen the UK's trade ties with countries outside of Europe. As you may know, UK officially left the European Union on January 31, 2020, which is a process commonly referred to as Brexit. It took an entire year for UK to transition from the European Union rules and regulations. Even then, UK and European Union still have some trade deals and agreements. So please don't think that Brexit means a complete cut-off from the European Union. It is not like that. Anyhow, so after leaving the European Union, UK has no other option but to act like a normal singular country. When I say a singular country, I mean it has to face the challenging process of negotiating and securing new trade deals with countries around the world. UK now can no longer enjoy the benefits that it had as a member of the European Union. And the fact of the matter is, this is going to be the fate of every European member country. In the future, if any European Union member country wants to leave the alliance, then they will have to face the harsh truth that UK is facing today. And then 2020 was also the year of the pandemic, which went on for straight 2 years. As a result of that, almost every country's economy took a solid beating. Then in 2022, the Russia-Ukraine conflict began. If you recollect, Boris Johnson was the Prime Minister of UK. He used to be a vocal supporter of Ukraine. His government provided a huge amount of aid and military assistance to Ukraine till the time he was in office. So, overall, if you see, UK's economy has faced significant challenges over the past few years due to Brexit, the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic, and due to Russia-Ukraine conflict. Although soon after Brexit, Canada was the first country outside of Europe with whom UK signed a free trade agreement. This happened on April 2021. In fact, the Canadian PM called it an easy deal. It has to be an easy one. After all, both are part of the G7 nation, NATO alliance. It can also be seen as a favor. And then, as I said, even after leaving European Union, UK still maintained few trade deals with the European Union. So overall, if you look at UK's economy, while it may get some help from here and there, however, there are still concerns about the long-term health of the UK economy. That is why recently UK's GDP slipped below India's GDP. You see, UK desperately needs trade deals with other countries in order to replace the trade agreements it had as a member of the European Union. Otherwise, UK will have to see some really hard times. It is because of this necessity UK is joining the Comprehensive and Progressive Agreement of Trans-Pacific Partnership. Then you also must be aware of UK-India Free Trade Agreement. As of now, negotiations are going on. Now let me show you everything on a world map. Here is UK, separated from European Union. While there are some trade deals and agreements between them, the volume is not the same as it used to be. Canada also have a free trade agreement with UK. With the United States, it is not there yet, although they have proposed, but as of now, there is no free trade agreement between USA and UK. And now, since UK has agreed to join the Comprehensive and Progressive Agreement for Trans-Pacific Partnership, that means UK will have access to the markets of these 11 countries, and vice versa, even they will also have access to the UK market. If you see, in Asia, India, that is Bharat, is the big elephant. UK is having a tough time negotiating with Bharat. And let me also tell you quickly why negotiations are taking that long time. And the reason behind that is, it is UK whose terms and conditions are not at all favorable for India. Even India has presented its firm stance on some key issues such as immigration, the automotive industry, and the mobility of professionals. Apart from this, there are a few other issues. For example, the UK government is not taking any strict action against Khalistani and Pakistani elements who are conspiring against the overseas Indian diplomatic missions. Last week, Khalistani mob attacked the Indian High Commission in London. In the past, even Pakistanis have attacked the Indian High Commission in London. So this is unacceptable. In response, even New Delhi has reduced security outside the British High Commission in Delhi. With this kind of response, you can easily imagine that gone are the days when India was desperate to sign a bilateral or multilateral trade deal because of fear of being left out. Today, India, that is Bharat, signs free trade agreements from a position of strength. Deals with Australia and UAE are a strong example of this. India is not desperate, which was proven in 2019 when Prime Minister Modi decided to quit the Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership, one of the largest trading blocs, at the 11th hour because it was not good for India and was majorly benefiting China. This is why the free trade agreement between UK and India is in its fifth round of negotiation. You can imagine how tough the negotiation is going on. So UK is not getting it easy with India. Now, India is very well aware of UK's economic condition, which is why India is able to assert power and dictate terms. So if you look at this world map, it is very clear that UK is desperate for signing free trade agreements with other countries in the world, and especially it is focusing on the Asia-Pacific region. The reason I said Asia-Pacific and not Asia is because when you look at the Asia-Pacific region, you will see that there are few countries like Australia, New Zealand, Japan and South Korea. They are allies of the West, especially the United States. You can also include Taiwan. And if you know the history, USA, Australia, New Zealand and Canada all are descendants of the UK. That means UK is like their father. But in today's geopolitical scenario, it is the United States who is the daddy of all these countries. They all take orders from the United States of America. So if UK wants to make an entry into the Asian market, it has to pass through the Pacific route. Otherwise, the major gatekeepers of Asia are India and China. And today it is very difficult to penetrate these growing markets, especially because of their strong political leadership. This also brings us to a very important point. Even Western politicians are aware of this. That is why you will see that from time to time, you will hear a lot of anti-India narratives from the West. For example, suppose country A wants to make country B sign a deal. And let's say country B is very firm in its negotiation. Then what country A would do is, they will allow as well as indirectly support some radical elements who have extreme views about country B, and country A will do it in such a subtle manner that you will not even come to know about their involvement. In front of the world at face value, country A will show concerns. They will even talk about condemning such an act. Behind the doors, country A will support and allow those radical elements so that next time both countries sit down for any negotiation, and at that time country A will use these leverages. With this example, I hope you got my point. So UK desperately needs trade deals with other countries in order to replace the trade agreements it had as a member of the European Union. That is the reason UK is joining the Comprehensive and Progressive Agreement for Trans-Pacific Partnership and running around desperately to sign free trade agreements with various countries. I hope you found this video informative. Thank you for watching it.